This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch multiple development projects worth over 69,400 crore rupees in Bihar and Uttar Pradesh today. In Bihar, Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects related to energy, road and rail connectivity worth over 48,520 crore rupees at Bikramganj in Rohtas district this morning. He will also address a public meeting at Bikramganj. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for Stage 2 of the Nabi Nagar Super Thermal Power Project in Aurangabad district worth over 29,930 crore rupees. Upon completion, the project is expected to ensure energy security for Bihar and eastern India, fostering industrial growth, creating job opportunities and providing affordable electricity in the region. In Uttar Pradesh, Prime Minister will unveil development projects worth around 20,900 crore rupees in Kanpur Nagar this afternoon. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stated that the relationship between India and New Zealand is expanding across various sectors. He made these remarks during a meeting with New Zealand's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Winston Peters in New Delhi yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar highlighted the success of New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon's recent visit to India, during which nations initiated free trade agreement negotiations and signed several agreements. He emphasized that the current focus for both countries is to work towards realizing the goals outlined during that visit.
We very much appreciate the support and solidarity that you had expressed personally in the aftermath of the terrorist attack that we had in Pelgam. We attach a lot of importance to the deepening of our defense and security partnership, to the expansion of our trade and investment relationship. I would certainly like to carry on our discussions about sports and education, increasing people-to-people ties.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India plans to develop five prototypes of the fifth-generation stealth fighter jet, the Advanced Medium Combat Aircraft, AMCA, before undertaking its series production. Addressing the CII Business Summit in New Delhi, he said, "Make in India is an essential component in our national security and it played a key role in India's effective action against terrorism during Operation Sindoor." Defence Minister emphasised that through the AMCA execution model, the private sector will get an opportunity to participate in a mega defence project along with public sector companies for the first time. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a high-level meeting in Jammu last night to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Shah also reviewed security and other arrangements for the annual Amarnath Yatra, which will begin on 3rd of July this year. He was briefed about the security measures for the Yatra. Mr. Shah arrived in Jammu yesterday evening on a two-day visit to the Union Territory. Home Minister will visit Poonch today to meet people affected by Pakistani shelling. Militaries of India and Mongolia will participate in a bilateral exercise to be held in Ulaanbaatar from tomorrow to 13th of this next month. The exercise is aimed at enhancing interoperability between the two forces. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said an Indian Army contingent departed for the 17th edition of the bilateral exercise, Nomadic Elephant. The two-week exercise is an annual event conducted alternatively in India and Mongolia. Prasar Bharati Shared Audio Visuals for Broadcast and Dissemination, PB Shabd, has invited YouTubers, podcasters and video editors to register for its free services. PB Shabd is a go-to source for copyright-free, authentic and safe-to-use content. It offers free, authentic media assets for YouTubers and creators with no paywall and no risk. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru stormed into the final of the tournament after beating Punjab Kings by 8 wickets in the first qualifier at Mulanpur, Chandigarh last night. Chasing a modest victory target of 102 runs set by Punjab, Bengaluru overhauled the target in just 10 overs. After the first qualifier, all eyes will be on the eliminator, where Mumbai Indians will face Gujarat Titans today. The winning team of the eliminator will face Punjab Kings in the second qualifier on June 1. In athletics, the quartet of Jisna Mathew, Rupal Chaudhary, Kunja Rajita and Subha Venkatesan clinched the gold medal in women's 4x400m relay with a season best time of 3 minutes 34 seconds. And that is the end of this news bulletin.